So this is my third message about all this stupid witchcraft, occult, Wiccan stuff that's going on around me, from family, from bloodline. You guys are low frequency. The only people that go into the Wiccan stuff are just uneducated, dumb, low frequency people. And whoever you hired to try to take whatever insurance policy you think you got, or you think you're going to get this or this, you're in low frequency. The universe already sees it. God sees it. Investigators see it. And trying to hire somebody to like a fake, whatever you call it, twin flame or whatever. The only reason that spirit felt like family is because it was a familiar spirit, because you guys brought that person in. It wasn't real. I have jumped timelines. I'm not a two-dimensional frequency like you guys are. Y'all are not even 3D. Y'all are greedy and selfish. You can't have a conversation. It's all about you and me, 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 me. You never give a hand to help anybody. You never compliment anybody. It's all about you and what you want. And you're drinking and you're drugging and all that stuff. And so take your low frequency reality and go far away. Every single one of you. Because I'm not on y'all's frequency anymore. And I see what you're doing. And I already know what you're going to say. See, he's crazy. He's crazy. No, I'm not. I have two businesses and I work a full-time job. And I'm healthy and I walk and I exercise and I lift weights and I eat right. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. And I don't even curse. And all you cursers, or all you people who curse like a sailor, you cursed yourself. As a child, I warned y'all, hey, don't do this. Not good for you. Don't say this. Don't think this way. Believe on Jesus. I even left college, came back, tried to get y'all saved, but y'all didn't want to hear it. Because y'all love the devil. You love yourself. You love the dark side. You will never give God the glory. And so, when you're burning in hell one day, remember, I told you. And so I'm stepping into my new timeline. I'm letting go of the past. None of the stuff that you tried destroyed me. You just destroyed yourself. Karma's going to get you. Well, it got you. And for every single person out there who is a liar, an illusionist, I have decoded this. You actually helped me decode this reality. All the illusions from all the Jezebels and all the Delilahs. You helped me dig deep and see a fractal, holographic parallel in every case. And I can see through you and know you better than you know yourself, because you keep doing the same thing over and over. And it's all about money and greed. And it's not about love. All it is about the love of money. You don't love your own family. You love money more than you love a human. You're willing to take a human being out of this place for an insurance policy. Now that is sick. That is sick. And then you'll justify it in your mind with some lie. And you tell these hit men or whatever some lie that's not true. And the hitman says, oh, that dude's, he's not anything like y'all said. Y'all paint a picture of somebody who's not what y'all say. And the reason y'all hate me is because I'm a straight Republican. And I'm a Bible believer. And I believe that the man's the head of the house. And there's women out there that agree with that. But they're born again. And you try to cause division and say somebody's a male chauvinist, and somebody's this, and somebody's that, and it's all lies based on your false perception of reality. So stay in your low frequency. You're not even a 3D creature. You're actually a 2D or 1D creature, because your daddy's the devil. And because the devil's listening right now, all your puppets were failures. I see through every one of them. All the family members, all the narcissists, all the Jezebels, and all the Delilahs, I saw through them all, even before I had the words. Because it's the spirit of truth in my kind, and I have some brothers and sisters in Christ, and I'm teaching this. I'm going to expose this, and I'm going to talk about the illusion that y'all create and the bitterness that y'all have for the truth. Somebody who's walking in kindness and agape love and in grace and helps you, but you don't want to help them. You got somebody that helps you, but you're so greedy you can't help anybody else. You don't say thank you. You don't want to give a helping hand to anybody, and it's everybody else's fault. You live in a win-lose reality. I live in a win-win reality. And you people who have win-lose mindset, you're going to always be the victim, always be complaining, and always pointing your finger at everybody else. And you can never look in the mirror and never say, hey, maybe it was me after all. You always have to blame somebody else, and you have to vampire off of a born-again, because we have life and you don't, because you love the devil and you love the dark side. So for the devil, Jesus is my witness. I see all your minions, and I see all their games, and I see all the covens working together and trying to get insurance policies and get free money because they don't care about life. And if God sees that and I see it, and we can tell that your heart is no different than Cain, what happened to Cain? Cain was cursed off the land. And that's the reason you are getting karma, and the reason you're reaping what you sow, and the reason you're getting a dark night of the soul is because you reaped what you sow. Has nothing to do with me. Has nothing to do with me. You reaped what you sowed. Not me. You. Look in the mirror, and if I was you, I'd fall down on my face and I would repent and cry out to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry, have mercy on me. Because those the innocent people who just tried to help you their whole life, you attack and you think we're ignorant and you think we're naive, but we saw you the whole time, but we were praying for you and hoping that you would do what's right. But you don't want to do what's right because you worship yourself, you're greedy, and you love money more than you love a soul. And shame on you, and I feel sorry for you, but I've erased the past. You don't even know me. You can't even meet at the same table with me. I wouldn't even sit down and eat at the same table with you anymore because I see what you are. I don't even want to be in your presence because you're murderers and liars and thieves and con artists. And you think when somebody does something to hurt somebody else, you think that's funny? That's sick. You're sick and toxic and pathetic.